former head of the Republican Party, State of Illinois Republican Party, Pat Brady, joins us now. Good morning, Pat.
Hey, Scott. It's former everything, isn't it?
Yeah. You do anything now? Hey, you know, I get that question all the time. We ought to spend a second. What does Pat Brady do? I get that question.
I work hard. I've got a lot of clients, represent them as a lawyer, as a lobbyist, do all kinds of stuff. So spread the word, buddy.
Okay, you really sold yourself. Is that your elevator pitch? Is that your elevator pitch to me and the listeners?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is the pitch.
All right. Have you been following the drama with Donald Trump here?
Which day?
Well, let's go back to I woke up the other night at midnight and read this story, and I thought, wow, what is this? Trump bragging at this rally Wednesday about watching a top-secret government video of Iranian officials unloading $400 million from an unmarked plane. Do you remember that? And he went in detail.
Oh, yeah.
He went into detail. I saw this. It was millions and millions of dollars. Millions and millions and millions. And you know what he's saying today?
No, I missed it.
He's saying that the plane I saw was, it wasn't a plane full of money. It was another plane. What he saw, he claims it was a B-roll from a newscast. So he went into great detail on what he saw just a few days ago. And now he says, let me get you the tweet here. The plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million in cash going to Iran. And that's all he said. No apology. Of course, he's not going to say he made a mistake. He just simply said, the plane I saw on television was the hostage plane in Geneva, Switzerland, not the plane carrying $400 million. So,
you know what? Even more scarier than that is he on Morning Joe the other day, Joe Scarborough said that people in the room, and when asked about nuclear weapons, he said,
here, let me play Joe Scarborough. You want to listen to this? Yeah. Listen, here we go.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
I'll be very careful here. Several months ago, a foreign policy expert on the international level went to advise Donald Trump, and three times he asked about the use of nuclear weapons. Three times he asked at one point, if we have them, why can't we use them? That's one of the reasons why he just doesn't have foreign policy experts around.
Trump asked three times.
Three times in an hour briefing, why can't we use nuclear weapons?
So that's a little disconcerting. And maybe that's why he's dropping in the polls now. Maybe that has a little bit to do with
that. Just the thought of using tactical nuclear weapons goes against everybody's thought process on both sides of the non-existent Cold War, but what an idiotic statement. And that's what, it's not funny anymore, it's scary.
So let me ask you how you're doing here, you know, because we were scheduled to have Adam Kinzinger on today, and he backed away from it. We're not his district, and he's just going to focus on his district right now, because I think he's taken a little grief from the hardcore Republicans on his stance. He said, I'm putting myself, I'm an American before I'm a Republican. I can't vote for this guy. What are you hearing as any kind of slapback on that? And you, too, at one time, the head of the Republican Party in Illinois. What kind of feedback are you getting for your stance on Trump?
Well, congratulations to Adam Kinzinger, because he's a patriot. He's a military guy, and he's putting country first. And I think I agree with him that that should be the analysis. And he is determined, like Senator Kirk has, that this guy's not competent to be commander-in-chief. And that clip you just played from Joe Scarborough, that's scary stuff. If he really thinks that he can use nuclear weapons tactically, he could get us all blown up. And Adam's going to get some blowback, but he's doing the right thing. And I think he's more concerned about the country than winning the next election.
So how about
he will get some blowback. I'm sorry?
How about you? What are you getting?
Oh, yeah, I had a one of the members of the National Committee at the convention told me I needed to quit being a Republican. I need to resign. I didn't know you could resign, but that's what
you can.
Person told me. So,
hey,
yeah.
A buddy of mine told me, he says, I'm no longer a Republican.
Well, here's the thing. Unless we want to turn the keys to the kingdom over to Bill and Hillary Clinton, we need to, as Republicans and like-minded independents, concentrate on the down-ticket races, concentrate on the Senator Kirk race or Adams race or, you know, up in the Chicago race, Bob Dole's race, because we do not want to give control of the White House, the Senate, and the House to the Clintons, or it's going to be a lot of big government, big spending, and at best a unsure foreign policy, as we've seen from Secretary Clinton during her term as Secretary of State under Obama. So we have to really focus on what we can do, but I encourage people not to vote for Trump, but please come out and vote for the other Republicans.
So, but you know, and I'm just thinking like a Republican now, a staunch Republican. I have to vote for Trump because if I don't, Hillary's going to win.
Yeah, and that's the calculation a lot of people are making right now. But she's almost as unpopular as he is.
Oh yeah,
she's not been a very good candidate. And if you listen to the statement she's made in the last couple of days, she's not a great candidate. I don't think would be a great president. But when you're making the calculation between a guy that thinks you can use nuclear weapons tactically and Secretary Clinton, that's a tough choice for a lot of people.
I think it would benefit.
Trump's behavior is scary.
Well, you know, and you brought up a point here, because when Hillary does speak, I mean, she brings up a lot of questions in the voter's mind, I think. But Trump just sucks the air out of the room every time the guy speaks. He says something idiotic, and that is what's the news of the day. If Trump were to go away for a week, I'll bet you anything his numbers would go up and Hillary's would go down.
Yeah, the more you see of Hillary Clinton historically in the last 30 years we've been watching her, the more you see her on a policy level, the less popular she becomes. She's very popular when she's a victim. When she was a victim in the 90s when her husband was fooling around with the intern, she was at 60-65%. But when she's out there on policy, she's not very popular. And she's really not a very good retail campaigner. If you watch her speeches and watch what she says, every word is parsed. And
yeah,
she's swimming upstream because this is a change election. And she's establishment more than anybody around. She's been around for 30 years. So I agree with you. It'd be a totally different race. Governor Kasich was in town yesterday for Senator Kirk and for Leader Durkin and gave a great speech. And, you know, we need more Governor Kasichs and less Donald Trumps.
So, let's go back to Kasich, because we talked during the convention, and Trump is saying it's absolutely not true that he didn't ask Kasich to be his running mate. But you heard from Kasich's people different.
No, I talked to the very top people there, and what they told me is the story in the New York Times was accurate, which is laid out just exactly what the Trump campaign offered to Governor Kasich. Basically offered him, he could be vice president, be in charge of foreign policy, and charge of economic policy. So he was ready to outsource the presidency.
That's right. He was. Trump was just going to be like the CEO, and the vice president would then run the operations. Now, and did that Time story say that was basically what he offered Pence to? I imagine it would be.
I'm not sure what he offered Pence. The story related only to Kasich. And I'm not sure if Pence was in the equation on that story. I guess he would have been. But I don't know. I don't remember that being in the article.
All right.
But scary, that's his thought process. The more we see, and that's the purpose of a campaign, to learn more about the candidates, the more you see, the scarier it becomes. And it's unfortunate, because we do need a productive two-party system, and the Republicans right now aren't really being represented in the traditional Republican positions.
Back to Adam Kinzinger. How unified is the Republican Party right now? Will they be angry with Congressman Kinzinger, and will they primary him?
They can try. They're not going to beat him. Adam's one of the best people we have in Congress. He's a smart guy. I like to say he's a military guy. He's a great public servant, and I think people like and respect him. So they can try to primary him. They're not going to beat him. He's an up and comer. I look to him probably to run for even higher office at some point. So they can try, but they won't beat Adam Kinzinger.
What's the Wikipedia page? Kinzinger 2024. 2028, something like, yeah, Kinzinger 2028, maybe.
I think I'm going to write him in.
Hey, you know what?
I think I'm going to write
him. You know what? He'll get two votes. I'll write him in, too.
You know what? We've got a history of good presidents from Central Illinois, so I'm all over. I'd vote for Kinzinger.
Well, help me out here, because I haven't been paying attention to anyone but Trump crowd. Bill Kristol, what's he doing now? Is he basically silent? We're not hearing anything from Bill Kristol anymore.
No, the Never Trump stuff ended right before the convention. He's the nominee. Now, I think we just need as Republicans and people that care about have a conservative fiscal policy and strong national defense, we got to concentrate on electing people in the Congress that'll represent us, because Donald Trump doesn't represent us, and he's a long shot to win anyway.
All right, Kirk Duckworth, what are you hearing? What are the latest polls there?
Good for Senator Kirk. The best news that I've heard is that Senator Kirk has been able to differentiate himself from Donald Trump with the groups that Trump has insulted. He does close to 50 points better, Senator Kirk does, with Hispanics than Trump does. So that's good, and that's what Senator Kirk's always done. He's an independent thinker. He always overperforms, and we have bad people at the top of the ticket, like Alan Keyes and so on. So he always performed. Even Senator McCain, who lost by 18 and or lost by 9, Senator Kirk outperformed Senator McCain by 18. So he's doing very well. I know people always write him off, and I've been hearing this every campaign I've worked with him on, that he's going to lose and he ends up winning.
Well, you mentioned Alan Keyes. Boy, I just flashed back. All right, let me ask you this. Trump or Alan Keyes, who are you voting for?
I think that's one of the few times I won't vote.
go to your history books, kids, to look up Alan Keyes. That's when the Illinois Republican Party was probably at its lowest, huh?
Well, think about it. When Jack Ryan won the primary and then had to step out.
Right.
Barack Obama was on the other side. There were four people in that race, and Blair Hull blew up early, too. So then State Senator Obama won the primary. We put up Alan Keyes. He wins the general. And a couple years later, he's running for president.
Yeah. What's he doing now, by the way, Alan Keyes?
I haven't heard from him since he left. He used to be a big talk show pundit. I haven't seen him. He's very good at that. He just was not a good candidate for Illinois.
All right. 95 days away. Donald Trump will give us a lot more to talk about. He's going to make my job. I mean, here's the solace I take in all of this. If he is elected president, it will certainly give us things to talk about every day for the next 4 years.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that. It's great for this kind of conversation. I truly believe it's bad for the country. I watched the press conference with the leader from Singapore that was in, and the questions coming from the international media on the effect that his presidency should have on the global economy. It's scary. People are worried about these trade deals. They're worried about he started a trade war with China. He's going to roll back TPP and all the things that a lot of people believe, at least Republicans used to believe, are good ideas. So it's kind of scary at this point. Think that this guy might actually be in the White House.
All right. And you busy with Springfield at all? The comings and goings of what's going on with your guy, Governor Rauner? You're a big Rauner guy.
Yes. They've been slowly but steadily going out throughout the state and talking about issues. He's getting things done. The big issue right now is the Fair Map effort to try to get it's into the weeds, but the long story short, elected officials choose who they want to vote for them. So trying to set up a system where they take the politics out of it and make it fairer so we don't get the lopsided majorities that we have now in Illinois. And there's a big push on that, but it's up in the Supreme Court. I think August 9th, the briefs are due. To me right now, that's the most important. I know it's a in the weeds issue, but it's the most important issue that Illinois faces right now, because this map is not working for us.
No, it's not. All right. Hey, are you going down to Springfield for Republican Day at the State Fair? Weather's going to be beautiful.
It's Governor's Day, young man. It's Governor's Day when we have the Governor's Mansion. It's not Republican Day. It's Governor's
Day. Governor's
Day. All the state. It's Governor's Day. So I'm going to come. We're going to play golf that morning, and you're going to come with me.
All right. Let me know what the date is. We'll do it. Laura will do the show.
It's all good. It'll be fun. Yeah, bring the show down.
All right. Hey, yeah, we can do that. Laura will work on that. What's the date, do you know? Governor's Day at the State Fair. We'll look it up. We'll find it.
Yeah, come on down. It'll be fun. We can get a golf cart and drive around and talk to people. do the show from down there.
All right. We'll look into that. All right. Laura's working on it right now. All right.
All right.
Yeah, very good. That was a very constructive meeting we just had.